This is KDHL AM 920 and KDHL FM 95.9 in Faribault, Minnesota. Partly cloudy, 68 degrees. It's midnight, and it is now Saturday morning, the 25th of July. From everyone else, round at KDHL MFM Radio, as well as our sponsors of Countryside, and everyone on record and transcription, we hope that you have a very pleasant and, of course, an enjoyable Saturday. In the news this Saturday morning, the National Weather Service says temperatures have averaged about 10 degrees above normal in 35 states, with the worst heat along the Atlantic coast. At least 7 deaths across the country have been blamed on the current hot spell. Secretary of State George Shultz told Congress Friday he doesn't give himself an A-plus for his efforts to head off the Iran-Contra scandal. In his words, "We went wrong. It was a covert operation conducted by a staff group that was not accountable to anybody." The Kuwaiti oil tanker Bridgeton, flying an American flag, became the fifth tanker in the Persian Gulf to be hit by an underwater mine. Friday's incident shook sailors on the bridge but caused no injuries. The mines are believed to have been planted by Iran. The British Broadcasting Corporation says the 19-year-old West German pilot who evaded the Soviet air defenses and landed a small plane in the Red Square of Moscow will be put on trial by the Soviets. NBC and the union representing 2,800 of striking employees traded charges Friday, one day after a federal mediator halted negotiations aimed at ending the NBC walkout. The union, which represents NBC's writers, editors, artists, and technicians, accused the network of failing to bargain in good faith. NBC argued that the union has been unwilling to discuss the issues. Large rallies are planned for next Wednesday in Washington and also in Miami. In Minnesota, state agricultural officials have recommended that 8 counties up in northern Minnesota be declared eligible for emergency feed. Meanwhile, hay donated by farmers here in southern Minnesota will be distributed to farmers in Pine County today. Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar says he thinks Haiti can resolve its political unrest in a peaceful manner. Oberstar says the political stability there is very fragile, however. He made a trip to the Caribbean island this week. The state administrative law judge has ordered 2 white Twin Cities landlords to pay $24,000 to a black woman and $10,000 to the state for refusing to rent the woman an apartment because of her race. The acting human rights commissioner says Faye Joe and Eugene Stitzman were ordered to pay Jeanette Matthews for losses, suffering, and punitive damages. A Babbitt, Minnesota pilot, Eldon Hendrickson, died when his homemade plane crashed near Ely on Friday. The FAA is trying to determine why his plane crashed in a wooded area a mile south of the Ely Airport. In the world of sports, the Minnesota Twins are now trailing in a game that's in the 8th inning, Toronto 8, the Twins 6. The game is halted several times because of rain. In the American Legion League C playoff games at Bell Field in Faribault, Friday night, Red Wing ousted Cannon Falls, Red Wing 7, Cannon Falls 2, and Pine Island also defeated Kenyon, Pine Island 6, Kenyon 3. At noon today, KDHL with Mike Morrissey at the play-by-play microphone will bring you the game between Northfield and Faribault. That game on KDHL-FM at 12 o'clock noon today. Turning to the weather news this morning for the southern Minnesota region, it'll be partly cloudy this morning and the low temperature reading in the middle 60s. This afternoon, partly sunny and warm with a 20% chance for rain. The high Saturday afternoon in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, 84 to 89 with southeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a 40% chance for rain, and the low Saturday night, 65 to 70. Sunday, partly cloudy and continued warm, with a 40% chance for rain Sunday, the high around 84 to 89. Our high yesterday at our studios downtown Faribault, Minnesota, 83 degrees, and our current reading, 68. Partly cloudy skies with easterly winds at 3, and the humidity this morning rather high at 81%. That's a summary of the latest news this Saturday morning from KDHL AM-FM at Faribault, Minnesota. As we said, from all the staff and the ownership of KDHL Radio, as well as all our sponsors of Countryside and everyone on record and transcription, we hope you have a very pleasant and, of course, an enjoyable Saturday. That is Burl Haggard this morning, and that's the way that love goes. Well, once again, here early Saturday, and working overtime is our old pal Sierra Pete.
The Pillsbury Green Giant Company of Montgomery is happy to be sponsoring the 53rd annual Kolachki Day celebration. They sincerely hope everyone has an enjoyable and safe weekend. Please keep in mind they are currently accepting applications for their upcoming corn packing season. Don't miss the spectacular Grand Day Parade beginning at noon on Sunday. It'll be running through the heart of town, the finale of a fun-filled weekend in Montgomery. Come and enjoy the celebration.
During the July's end sell-down at Faribault Dodge, you can take advantage of special APR financing. 3.7% on 24 months, 5.9 on 36, 6.9 on 48, 9.9 APR on 60 months. Or take a cash allowance of $300 to $750 on eligible vehicles. Or special 5.9 and 8.9 APR on factory exec cars. Faribault Dodge wants to sell 60 new 1987 Dodge cars and trucks before August 1st to make room for the 88 models. Hurry to Faribault Dodge, Highway 60 West, for some of the hottest deals of the year on new 1987 Dodge cars and trucks.
The shifting, whispering sands while prospecting for gold in one of our western states.
Story of the Shifting Whispering Sands. It all started in search of water by Jim Reeves. It's 12:15 here early Saturday morning. From everyone at KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota, as well as our sponsors of Countryside and all the folks on Record and Transcription, hope you have a very, very pleasant Saturday. Of course, this is Saturday the 25th. 12:15 this morning at 68 degrees and partly cloudy at Faribault. Well, we have a winner on our KDHL Pepsi T-shirt giveaway, Jan Zabel, Route 1, Box 81 of here at Faribault. Congratulations to you. You have won a KDHL Pepsi T-shirt. Nice to have you listening, and nice to have all the rest of the folks who called in this morning. I guess the night owls are still around here. Well, that's no law against that, believe you me. But anyway, we do want to say thanks, Jan Zabel, of Route 1, Box 81 in Faribault, for winning a KDHL Pepsi T-shirt, and thanks for the rest of you trying to call. That is Susie Allenson in words. As we said, our T-shirt winner here early this Saturday morning, and it's nice to have you folks listening and calling in, was Jan Zabel of Route 1, Box 81 here at Faribault. Congratulations to you, Jan. You won yourself a KDHL Pepsi T-shirt. 19 minutes now past the hour of midnight. It's early Saturday morning. We still didn't have a final in on the Twins. They were trailing. As soon as we get the final, we'll put it on the air. Country Charlie Rich is here this morning, the old silver fox himself, and I don't blame him. With his money and age, he can take it nice and easy.
Let's take it nice and easy.
Silver Fox himself, Charlie Rich, this morning on Countryside at 22 minutes after midnight, nice and easy. Well, the Twins were defeated 8-6. Toronto scored, I believe, 7 runs. In the 7th inning, they won it 8-6 in a game that was long because of rain delays. And the Twins had the lead most of the way. And then in the 7th inning, which was an unlucky 7th for the Twins, it was Toronto winning 8-6. Minnesota still playing very good ball. We have no line score on that game, I am sorry to say, but Toronto has won it 8-6. If you're driving this morning, KDHL AM and FM, along with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, the National Safety Council, and law enforcement officials and agencies in southern Minnesota, urge you and ask you to drive carefully. Accidents can be prevented, but only by careful driving. When you're behind the wheel of a car, or truck, or other vehicle, make sure you drive safely. The life you save could well be your own.
Attention, senior citizens. The Thomas Krolik Agency in Faribault has information and options available for Physicians Health Plan clients who use the Faribault Clinic. Call 338-8794 or write to the Thomas Krolik Agency at Post Office Box 432 in Faribault. The Thomas Krolik Agency also offers new nursing home benefit plans. Call Tom Krolik at 334-8794. That's 334-8794.
The Big H himself, Merle Haggard, this morning in Rambling Fever. Happy Harry's Furniture, Highway 3, just south of Farmington, is continuing their crazy days, and today is the final day of it, I might add. And if you have not been by Happy Harry's Furniture, please stop by. Plenty of free parking out front of the store. They're open Saturdays, which is today, from 9 to 5. And they have a great selection of dinette sets that are on sale. And also pictures. Plus, of course, a wide array of upholstered furniture. They have one of the largest selections of upholstered furniture in the entire upper Midwest at Happy Harry's. And some of their prices, you have to see to believe. Free delivery, of course, anywhere in our KDHL area. And always easy terms. Happy Harry says, though, please stop by today. It's our final day of our Crazy Day sale. We have been busy. We still have a lot of merchandise left. And, of course, they have names like Sealy, Berkline, Bassett, Schweiger, Riverside, and Daystrom. Happy Harry has crazy days, but once a year. And when he does go crazy, he goes all the way, I guess. But anyway, in all sincerity, they are having a great sale right now at Happy Harry's Furniture on Highway 3, just south of Farmington, Minnesota. It will... Crazy Day sale end today, and they're open from 9 until 5.
Fanny sighs, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes.
Johnny Rodriguez at 12:30 on Countryside this Saturday morning from KDHL, Faribault, and Spanish Eyes. It's 12:30 this morning. The weather outlook for southern Minnesota and neighboring northern Iowa, partly cloudy this morning with a low temperature reading in the mid-60s. This afternoon, partly sunny and warm with a 20% chance of rain. The high this afternoon in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, 84 to 89. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a 40% chance for rain. And the low Saturday night in the southern Minnesota region, 65 to 70. Sunday, once again, partly cloudy and warm. The high Sunday afternoon, 84 to 89. With a 40% chance for showers. Partly cloudy, 68 degrees this morning here at KDHL in Faribault. Heaven is just a sin away, the Kendalls for us this morning.
Tired of summer reruns?
Expand your viewing capabilities. With Tri-Cable TV of Montgomery, you'll have your choice of 26 channels. And that's for only $9.50 per month. Your family can enjoy first-run movies, quality children's programming, sports events, and 24-hour news and weather information. Call 1-800-247-1566 for Tri-Cable TV. That's Tri-Cable TV at 1-800-247-1566. And don't miss the Kalachki Days Grand Day Parade at noon Sunday, July 26th in Montgomery. Shelley West and David Rozell, another Honky Tonk Night on Broadway here on Countryside.
During the July's end sell-down at Faribault Dodge, you can take advantage of special APR financing. 3.7% on 24 months, 5.9 on 36, 6.9 on 48, 9.9 APR on 60 months. Or take a cash allowance of $300 to $750 on eligible vehicles. Or special 5.9 and 8.9 APR on factory exec cars. Faribault Dodge wants to sell 60 new 1987 Dodge cars and trucks before August 1st to make room for the 88 models. Hurry to Faribault Dodge, Highway 60 West, for some of the hottest deals of the year on new 1987 Dodge cars and trucks.
That's Kathy Matea this morning at 19 minutes before 1 o'clock on Countryside from KDHL MFM Faribault and the train called the Train of Memories. Well, it's 19 minutes before 1 o'clock, 68 degrees, partly cloudy at Faribault, and I don't know whether he got down there by train or what method of travel, but here he is. Hank Snow on the seashores of Old Mexico.
I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind.
Kendalls and their brand new and called Dancing with Myself tonight. 13 minutes until 1 o'clock, as we said, the Twins, in a lengthy game that was delayed several times because of rain lost, Toronto struck late and pulled it out of the fire. Toronto 8, the Minnesota Twins 6. In the American Legion Baseball Tournament at Bell Field here in Faribault, on Friday night, in games we carried on KDHL Radio with Mike Morrissey reporting, Red Wing ousted Cannon Falls, Red Wing 7, Cannon Falls 2, and Pine Island also ousted Kenyon, Pine Island 6, Kenyon 3. Today, that's Saturday at 12 o'clock noon, KDHL-FM with Mike Morrissey at the microphone will bring you the big game between Northfield and Faribault, direct from here in Faribault.
I got a dream to stay.
Well, that brings to a close a short edition of Countryside. Of course, a lot of baseball last night. But we hope you enjoyed our over 2 hours of Countryside music. Two of our major sponsors are the Bennett Motor Company at 1111 Main in downtown Red Wing. Byron Bennett and that friendly gang at Bennett say this: their big tent sale on new cars and new trucks will end today in downtown Red Wing. They're offering fabulous deals and fabulous prices on every new car and every new truck that they have at the Bennett Motor Company. Low financing, many discounts. And Happy Harry's Furniture, Highway 3, just south of Farmington. The world's finest furniture at the lowest possible price. That's Happy Harry for you. And he's concluding his big Crazy Day sale, in which he's marked everything in the store down at a ridiculously low, low price. Happy Harry's Furniture, Highway 3, just south of Farmington. Open today from 9 until 5. That's this edition of Countryside. We hope you have a very pleasant Saturday. We should be back tonight at our regular starting time. This is KDHL AM 920, KDHL FM 95.9, Faribault, Minnesota. Partly cloudy at Faribault, 68 degrees. Here's a brief summary of late news, plus sports and weather on the latest scene of the national and international news. U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz told Congress Friday that the CIA was improperly promoting the sale of arms to Iran in 1985, a move he opposed because it was actually ransom for hostages being held by the pro-Iranian groups in Lebanon. The nation's former national security advisor, John Poindexter, will return to his hometown of Odon, Indiana. He'll act as Grand Marshal of an annual parade next month. And a street will be officially dedicated as John Poindexter Street during the celebration next month. Following Friday's hijacking by a Shiite Muslim in Geneva, Swiss nationals and international Red Cross workers in Beirut took extra measures to ensure their security and foil any possible attack or kidnapping operation. In Minnesota, a Babbitt pilot, Eldon Hendrickson, died Friday when his homemade airplane crashed near Ely. The FAA is trying to determine why his plane crashed in a wooded area a mile south of the Ely Airport. State agricultural officials in Minnesota have recommended that 8 counties in the northern area of the state be declared eligible for emergency feed. Meanwhile, hay donated by farmers here in southern Minnesota will be distributed to farmers in Pine County today. Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar says he thinks Haiti can resolve its political unrest in a peaceful manner. Oberstar says the political stability in the area, however, is very frail. In the sports, Toronto struck late in the game, scoring 7 runs in the 7th to defeat Minnesota in a game that was stopped several times because of rain. A long game, Toronto 8, the Minnesota Twins 6. In the American Legion playoff games in Faribault Friday night, carried on KDHL Radio with Mike Morrissey reporting, Red Wing ousted Cannon Falls in the Legion tournament. Red Wing 7, Cannon Falls 2, and it was Pine Island over Kenyon. Pine Island 6-3 over Kenyon, ousting Kenyon from the Legion tournament in Faribault. Today, one of the big games of the tournament will be at 12 o'clock noon, and on KDHL-FM, Mike Morrissey will bring it to you as Northfield and Faribault tangle. The weather outlook this morning for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, partly cloudy this morning, a low in the middle 60s with light northeasterly winds. This afternoon, partly sunny and warm with a high of 84 to 89 and a 20% chance for rain this afternoon in the southern Minnesota, northern Iowa area. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 40% chance for rain and the low 65 to 70. Sunday, once again, partly cloudy and warm in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. High Sunday, 84 to 89 with a 40% chance for rain. Yesterday's high at KDHL Radio in Faribault was 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our current reading, 68. The winds are out of the south at only 3 miles an hour. Humidity, 82%. And, as we said, our current reading is 68 degrees.
Speaking for the staff and management of KDHL AM and FM Radio, we wish you a pleasant good night and a cheerful good morning. KDHL operates under the Federal Communications Commission with 5,000 watts of power. KDHL is 920 on the AM dial, 95.9 on the FM dial, with studios located in Faribault, Lake City, Owatonna, Kenyon, Cannon Falls, and Farmington, Minnesota. We now conclude our broadcast day with an invitation to you to join us for another day of community-minded broadcasting starting at 5 a.m. And now, our national anthem.